Thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Patricia Martin. I'd like to place an order, please.
Okay, I'd be happy to assist you with that. And have you placed an order before?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just placing one in time. I'm down to about 6 days, 6 or 7 days left.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let me just get your information pulled up. And you said that the last name is Morgan?
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Okay,
Martin.
Sorry about that, Ms. Martin. Mm-hmm. And for security purposes, if you please verify your address.
314 Wood, W-O-D Street, apartment 6, Athens, A-T-A-T-N-S, Texas, 75751.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that, Ms. Martin. And I'm sorry, did you say an apartment or a unit number?
Yeah, apartment 6.
Okay, looks like we have another number, so possibly your address changed.
We probably have, would you have 13?
Yes, ma'am.
Last time I placed, I was here. The old address, I moved in here in May. I lived in 13 for about 12 years. I'm in the same unit. I just moved to a different apartment.
Okay, ma'am. I thank you for that information, so we'll get that updated.
Okay.
And let's see. It shows that you last had a subscription in 2019. Is that correct?
I really don't know. That's when I lost my son, so I don't know much about 2019's reason I moved here. I just ordered one, a package I got in the mail, and I've gone through half of it by now. So I ordered it from this apartment address.
Okay. Let me just make sure that you don't have another, a more recent account here.
Yeah, I said more recent. I did order in 13, but I have a more recent account. I just placed an order, and I got one.
Okay. Let's see. And I apologize for the wait, but I'm just trying to make sure.
That's okay.
So that I won't have to start another account up for you.
I couldn't find the package. I thought I had one or two left because I ordered a few, and I got the number from my brother. And because he's the one that turned me on to it, and I called and ordered one.
Okay, so let me take a look. It is showing that you have another. Yeah, it is showing the another account with apartment 6. So let me get that one pulled up. All right, so let's see. Yeah, 314 Wood Street, apartment number 6. Athens, Texas, 75751.
Uh-huh.
And you requested the Omax 3 Ultra Pure, and that was a one-time shipment, and that was on last month.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and you're wanting another one-time shipment? Or how is it that I can assist?
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just trying to think. I think before, in 13... Back before 19, I ordered a few. I don't know how many it was, but it came. I had got quite a few at one time.
Okay.
So I really don't know how it worked. My brother said he ordered, I think he counseled, and they told him he couldn't get just one, and he had to have a reoccurring. And I got one, and he said they told him he couldn't, so he canceled or something. He don't take his as often as I do. I take mine. I got great lab work for mine. When I started taking them, he said, try this. And I was taking the Omax XL. Or no, it's Omega. Omega XL. And my brother told me, try this. And when I started taking Omax, and then a month later, I had let my lab work done to go see my doctor, and this doctor freaked out for my lab work. He going like, oh, Ms. Martin, what are you doing? I'm going like, uh-oh, what? He said, your lab work is off the roof. He was excited. I'm going like, what? He said, I've never had him just get excited over my lab work. They just kind of go, yeah, yeah. But he was excited. He's going like, your cholesterol's a little high, but I'm not worried about that because your good cholesterol is off the roof. And he just went on, and he asked me, and I said, well, the only thing that I've taken is that Omax 3. And I did feel the difference in, you know, in myself. He said, what? He said, you got to. The thing is, that's why I brought one with me, just in case, because I have to tell them, you know, want them to keep abreast of when I'm taking new medicine along with the VA medicine. He said, write that down. He said, I'm writing this down for myself. I said, oh, okay. Then I went in, got a package out of my purse, and gave it to him. And he actually came in to relieve. The doctor was out with the flu. He was relieved of taking her patient. He owned a pharmacist. He had retired, and he owned a pharmacist. He said, I'm gonna get some of these for myself. I'm like, okay, that was a shocker in itself. This man owned a pharmacy, and a pharmacist. So he was taking the doctor's place while she was out with the flu. So
wow.
That left me living like, whoa, this is really weird.
Oh, well, but, it was, you know, working for you,
now
though.
I know it wasn't in my head that I could feel myself feeling better. I had 2 back surgeries, a knee replacement, and eye surgery. This was all within like 2 or 3 months to get them all done. But I saw a difference in my health. I could feel the difference in my health. I felt something different as I kept taking them. And I was thanking my brother for suggesting it. And he said, well, look, you know, I felt a little bit better, but I know you retired from, I was a pharmacist at the VA in California before I retired. He said, well, I figured you would probably see some difference and tell me. I said, no, you felt the difference. I believe you did, because I felt the difference. And I freaked out when the doctor freaked out on my lab work. I've never had him get excited on my lab work. And he said, well, I'm not going to work. And then this primary care, this new one, she wanted me to take this simvastatin for the slightly high cholesterol. And the first time, everything was swollen, my hands, my mouth. And she said, well, don't take another. And I was, oh, I wasn't, but I didn't want to let you know. She said, well, obviously you're allergic to it, so. Thank God he didn't have me taking one. So it came in handy. So I'm going to stop talking now and let you do your work. You didn't hang up on me, did you? Uh-oh. Hello? Oh, she's still there. I'm still on hold.
You see her on TV? You see her mama boo? She looks cute in her precious dress, huh? Yeah, turn around and look at it, mommy.
sorry, number you have dialed is not in service.